Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Understand, you know, God is just moving so rapidly, so fast. It's like a bulldozer. The Lord told me specifically that, you know, Washington, D.C. is a house of cards. You know, the Lord told Brett Holderbaum, you know, a prophetic minister, he told specifically that, you know, a wind is going to be coming through, destroying all those, not monuments like you're talking about, but those things that men, strongholds that men have set up.
Yeah.
And those political ties, you're watching them literally fall apart. I mean, you're looking like the grown-up showed up. You know, and it's like, you're treating that grown man like that. Y'all need to straighten up. That man's running a $1 billion company. My goodness.
Right.
And he's here to help us out. And so we're looking at this answer prayer. I mean, it's amazing how God is doing that. And the one thing the Lord showed me October 21st of 2016, as he's preparing us for the season where we're in, he literally put America almost like on a ship. It was a nice ship. It wasn't like a rickety ship. It was like a cruise type ship, but the whole ship was under oppression. Mm. Everybody was under oppression. They were totally under control. And of course everybody was oppressed because they were oppressed, you know, mentally and all that kind of stuff. And then the Lord showed me, he says, as soon as the previous administration is finished, which would be President Barack Obama's administration, then all of a sudden everybody's free in America. You're free again. And of course, that was in October. I'm like, yeah, oh, that's going to be nice. And exactly, we're seeing that freedom come. You know, the freedom's coming. You got to start moving in this freedom fast. This is what we prophesied about. You know, are we Jeremiah? Are we Josiah? Are we Daniel? And God has made this a Josiah moment. I mean, this is a Josiah moment. Things are still moving. They're still going, but we got to do something when God has called us to do this. And what he showed me was that when everybody was free to get off that ship, most people stayed in it.
Wow.
Because all they knew was that. You know, when the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by President Lincoln and people were free, the slaves were free in America, which was an amazing moment, a lot of people just stayed on the plantation.
Yeah.
Because two or three generations, that's all that you knew. But freedom, this is what they didn't understand in this dream that God was showing me. I'm not talking about the slaves. Historically, I'm talking about what he showed me now, you, me, all of us, was that they didn't know it takes participation. That you gotta, to have freedom, it's gonna take effort.
Yeah.
You have to get educated. That's why what we do on VFN TV to keep you informed in government, education, and media, and all these different areas that we're talking about, business all the time. Because we've got to have a biblical perspective of that. But it was so cool to watch everybody.
And
I'm
school.
Like, I mean, it was just, you know, I'm passing these cabana things and I'm excited. But I noticed the majority of people stayed on the boat.
We're shifting into
the USS
new
Socialism boat. I don't know what it was.
Wow. We're shifting into a new season.
Yes.
And if you're trying to get, you know, you're going to miss this new season of what God's doing if you're stuck in yesterday's, last season's mindsets. And so in order to participate, you have to be able to understand, hey, I've got to shift. I've got to be willing to move. Where the cloud is moving, where God's taking us, where our country is moving into this next, you know, few years, and hopefully for a long period of time.
Yeah, mercy is an amazing thing, you know, that, you know, being in law enforcement, my history, watching court cases go down, and you know, you're standing before a judge, and the jury's saying you're guilty, the prosecutor's saying you're guilty, the community says you're guilty, God says you're guilty, but all of a sudden the judge decides to give you mercy. It's not because you're not guilty. It's because the judge is good.
That's right.
And mercy is where, you know, yeah, it's true. All that stuff's true. But you're not going to suffer for it. I'm going to give you mercy. You deserve death. You deserved destruction. America deserves judgment. But even though we were on the precipice, and we'll talk more about our next program, but we were on the edge. I mean, if you don't, maybe you know this already, but a lot of people they don't even have a clue that we were like, judgment was on our doorstep. Mm. And then God just shifted it and said, I'm going to give mercy. And it makes me think about, I don't have my book here. I thought I brought it with me, but Dutch Sheets' book, The Way Back. And, with that, you gotta get that book. We'll talk more about it in our next program. I'll have it then. But, six times God spoke mercy. Two separate people of his friends, two separate friends of his, in two separate locations. He says, saw an angel appear, a messenger appear, and both of them said mercy over America six times each. Mm. I mean, this is just mercy, but it's mercy. We need to run out of the courtroom, thank God for it, and begin to live our life differently and begin to celebrate that. So, but every single word of this book, it's called The Way Back by Dutch Sheets. You can get it at dutchsheets.org. And it's refreshing to me in so many different ways. But one is that it's the truth. It's like, okay, God has given us mercy. And if you were standing in that courtroom, as I was talking about before the break, and all the stuff was deserving to come to you, the judge expects you to walk out of the courtroom and don't murder anymore. That's he expects you to change. And so there's work to be done. And so Dutch talks about this. He talks specifically about this in his book about you're going to have to be a trailblazer. Listen, if what we were doing, think about this. If what we were doing delivered us, we wouldn't have had that problem that we just had that God had to show us mercy in. It means we're going to have to do something totally different. We got to be trailblazers. And most people like going where there's a path already. If you'll notice that, if you're going through the woods or something, for some reason, people go where other people have been before. Mm-hmm. They look for the little dirt trail, and they just kind of go that pathway. But you have to understand, if that's the way that people have been going, and it's brought destruction, and it's brought judgment, and it's brought abortion, and it's brought, you know, our borders flooding, it's brought this persecution across the world. We have a president right now that's standing up, you know, President Trump saying, listen, we have to stop the persecution of people. We have to stop the persecution of the church. They're cutting heads off. Thank God our leader sees it. Where the previous president played golf, this president says, we have to respond.
Unacceptable.
It's totally unacceptable. And these are wonderful days. So he talks about, you know, we got to be trailblazers. We got to be a pioneering spirit. And the four basically is the lyrics to Pioneering Spirit by
Rick Pino.
So I encourage you to get it. We'll have the details on our website as well on the VFN Torch. So it's powerful. I encourage you. And it'll show you that, you know, you can be a part of making a difference. You know, one thing that with us, you know, God has been preparing us for quite some time for this day. You know, we weren't prophesying so that it would just end. Our desire was that we would turn into abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. And that takes us turning towards God and lining our hearts up with Him.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.